you get most of your news? How about news about your community? Would it surprise you that more than half of the people surveyed by the Pew Research Center and Knight Foundation got their news through word of mouth? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Tuesday, September the 27th. We will talk about where we get our news and why word of mouth outranked every new and traditional form of news media except the local TV news as the most frequently consulted news source in this study that was released just yesterday. How often do you rely on word of mouth for your news? Who do you trust for your news? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or you can join us on one of those new medias, Facebook, The Joy Cardine Show on Facebook, or Twitter, at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Tim Caprison, media columnist at onmilwaukee.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's new, Tim?
Well, apparently what's old is very new, according to this study. The fact that people still get their news in the most traditional way possible.
Well, yeah, the TV news is still the most watched for news by 74% said they turn to local TV news at least once a week to get information about their community. So that's the old one. But word of mouth was right behind it with 55%. So that doesn't surprise you at all.
Well, the old one is word of mouth. And the interesting thing, the comparison of the two is both word of mouth and television come from a human being talking to you. I think that is an important link between those two. Obviously people in, you know, the TV news people are coming across your screen, but they're human beings and they're talking in some way to you. But that first one, I mean, that's the ancient way of getting news is getting news from your neighbor over the backyard fence.
Yeah. Isn't that, you know, that's just, isn't that gossip, not news?
Absolutely. Sadly, however, you know, many of the standards of news today have slipped, and TV news is in many ways close to gossip as you can get. but that is absolutely right. I mean, when people tell you why here, and you dig deeper and you find out that their neighbor told them something, and the sourcing on what their neighbor heard is, you know, may have been mishearing something. Obviously, that's right. I mean, I would never depend on something that I can't source. If it's something, some sort of important news. Drawing it even further, and I know that, you know, the internet is farther down the line. The internet is sort of, in these days, the modern replacement for that backyard fence. So you can expand that percentage that people get from face-to-face news and include Twitter and Facebook and its other versions of that same sort of phenomena.
Yeah, and I'm wondering too if people consider Facebook and Twitter to some extent part of that word of mouth, because it's, you know, but
right, you know, I know in the poll they separate the internet, but to me, I mean, Facebook especially, because obviously it's much more personal than Twitter, and you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, and we read what people post, and you think, wow, you know, this is what somebody thinks. It's being spread around as information, and the people who are reading it are absorbing it in many ways as information, just as they do with something that they hear from their neighbor.
So, I don't know, what sorts of conclusions do you draw from this survey when you see these numbers? Is it troubling at all, or is it comforting?
Well, I often look at these numbers as neither troubling or comforting. They're a snapshot of what's going on out there, and it's mm-hmm. something we have to understand. I think people... And the problem is that, you know, I mean, number one is indeed professional news, but the other stuff, the newspaper, the you know, radio, and even the internet, in terms of professional news organizations on the internet, people have their doubts about what they hear from professional media people, professional reporters, let's say, because they think everybody has an agenda now. I mean, that's sort of the belief people have. Everybody who's reporting a story really has an agenda that they're carrying through. And they may not feel that way about their cousin or their brother or their friend across, you know, next door who tells them something. That these people aren't selling a story for some reason, whether it's ratings or ideology or politics or something. They hear what's going on, and you sort of absorb that information from them in that way.
We are talking with Tim Caprison, media columnist at onmilwaukee.com, about this new research, this new survey that finds more of us are getting our local news by word of mouth. We are talking about where we get our news, where we get our news, and who we trust to give it to us. And we're welcoming your thoughts and questions. How much of your news, especially local news, do you get from your friends, neighbors, family, coworkers? What other sources do you rely on for news, local and otherwise? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Checking the weather forecast for today. It's going to be a rainy, cool day today. Chance of showers statewide. Possible thunderstorms in southeastern Wisconsin. Highs today will range from the upper 50s in the north to the mid-60s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, financial planner Kevin McKinley is off this week, so instead we will bring you an ultimate cheapskate edition of On Your Money. The author who calls himself the ultimate cheapskate, Jeff Yeager, will be our guest, and we will get some money-saving tips from the ultimate cheapskate coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now we are talking about where we get most of our news. The second most widely followed source of local news, according to a new poll by the Pew Research Center, is not the newspaper, the radio, or the internet. It is word of mouth. And we're wondering if you get a lot of your news through word of mouth, or where else do you get it? And we welcome your questions about this, our news consumption habits, for our guest, Tim Caprison, media columnist at onmilwaukee.com. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Steve in Madison is with us. Hello, Steve.
Hi. I get most of mine from Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, that's good.
Well, I find that, and I'm up every morning at about 4 o'clock or so, if I listen to my radio, which I do, that I can omit the internet, I can omit just about everything, even the 6 o'clock news, unless it's the weather.
Yeah, I can't miss the weather. But you know what, Steve? We do. I'm not asking for kudos or pats on the back. We do a lot of news and information programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. But you don't get a lot of specific local news on Wisconsin Public Radio, do you?
Yeah, with NPR, I do.
No, local with local. You know, I mean, a local news that NPR is mainly national.
Well, they cover enough of Madison. You can get it on other radio stations, but
We do a lot of state issues. That's for sure, Steve. I guess Tim. I'm just curious. You know, Steve's from Madison, but he doesn't hear us report on the Madison City Council or anything on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, I guess you know one of the issues here is how interested people are in local news, and
right.
I think that one of the thrusts of the commercial news industry these days is hyper-local news. Everybody from large newspapers to national organizations like Patch.com are focusing heavily on local news. And I, for many years, I've been a reporter for 30 years, more than 30 years, and I find that people really aren't interested in local news. And what they define as news and local news may not be what we do. And that's one of my questions about the study. I mean, I think it's just basically information and talking, and as you said earlier, I'm gossip, and that's how people define news and community news. And how you define community is there's no set definition for that in terms of people that were I'm sure, interviewed in this survey and just the general population.
Sure, that's just it. And you know, there is Steve hears about things going on in state government and that sort of thing, maybe, and so he feels he's, you know, that he defines that as local. And
right, and you know, touching on Madison, I think that the events, the demonstrations earlier this year, are a prime example of people getting their information from you know, word of mouth. How people perceived that event or that whole incident was based on getting information from people who are in their peer group. That's the other part of it, of this sort of thing, of getting information from word of mouth. You're getting information from your peer group, so you're getting something that, unlike professional news media, doesn't necessarily challenge your belief system, and so it's much more comfortable to hear news from people who may think or feel or act the way you do.
Steve, thank you so much for the call, and I really appreciate your listening to Wisconsin Public Radio and considering us an important news source for you. I did think that Steve was going to say that most of us are really too busy to just, you know, sit down and read the paper or watch the news, or, you know, and that's why perhaps more and more of us are getting our information through word of mouth, just because of our hectic lifestyles. So, Tim, what do you think?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think these days the most common place to get to share information is the workplace, and that's when you come together with other people and you may have more downtime than you do anywhere else. And so, absolutely, I mean, in terms of television, you know, television people, the top-rated local newscasts are always a 10 o'clock newscast. That's the flagship of all local broadcasters. And that's because a lot of people are in bed. You know, these days, I don't know if it's most of us, but a large percentage of us have a television in the bedroom, and it's the last thing we do before we go to sleep. And so the news sort of washes over us, and it's why television news is as important as it is. Other parts of the day, it's not. And so it's a very passive way of getting information presented to you. And that's why it's never surprising that that's the number one source. But I think you're right. I think the rest of the day, people have found less and less time. And I know I left the newspaper business a couple of years ago to go on to the Internet. And, you know, one of the problems with newspapers, based on what reader research we did, was that the newspaper would come and it would pile up. And people would feel badly that they had this newspaper and that they weren't reading it. And that has led to a lot of cancellations of newspaper subscriptions, because people feel like people are embarrassed for themselves that they're buying the newspaper and not reading it, because our lifestyle has changed so much. It's not part of the daily ritual anymore.
Steve, again, thank you. John in Appleton is with us now. Hello, John.
Hey, Joe. So I want to comment that I think it's kind of horrifying that most people get their news from either local news or word of mouth, because as your guest just touched on, that means you don't actually ever have to think about anything. You just hear things from people who already think like you, who are in your peer group, who are your friends. And frankly, if I got my news that way, my current neighbors would all tell me that everyone in Madison is a bunch of socialists. But if I, you know, got my news from my former neighbors when I lived in Madison a year ago, I would think that everyone up in Green Bay was just a bunch of fascists. And, you know, it just leads to tribalism and, frankly, I think, ignorance. And so I think it's very disturbing that people just get their belief systems and their news from people right around them, because you're not going to talk to people you don't like and who don't think kind of like you anyway. So, I mean, if people don't want to hear what the other side has to say, that's adorable, but it makes them pretty ignorant.
Yeah, maybe this is leading to some of this polarization. Tim?
Well, I agree completely with what the caller said. You know, the trend in media over the last 20 years has been people going to media that matches their point of view. They want information that doesn't challenge them, because they think if it challenges them, it must clearly be wrong. And you know, conventional, traditional, professional news media are a bunch of people who, whatever their belief system is individually, they report what they see and what they hear. And even if it doesn't fit in with their own worldview, and I can tell you as a reporter, I mean, there are times when you interview somebody, you write a story, and they say things that you don't tend to agree with, and that has nothing to do with you reporting that information. That doesn't fit in with getting your information from your own peer group, or, you know, if you're a conservative, from conservative talk radio, which presents the world in a way that just fits into your own worldview.
John, thank you very much. Matt in Oshkosh is with us now. Hello, Matt.
Good morning. I get most of my local news from the radio, local radio, and I listen to several different stations. It's just my job puts me in a position where that's the easiest for me to get exposure to during the day. In the evening, I do listen to local news, and I try to catch at least two channels out of Green Bay to see what the differences in the stories are. But the other thing I wanted to say is your guest made a comment earlier about bias, about people having an opinion of bias. And it becomes very clear that there are biases when you find yourself part of the actual news story that's being reported on. And you're following the coverage on the news, and you see how different news outlets report on things. There is definitely biases, and there is definitely problems with news organizations, especially local news organizations, with accuracy in reporting.
Yeah,
they get many things wrong.
Yeah. So, do you trust Matt? What news source do you trust the most?
The only thing you can trust implicitly is to verify things as close to the source of the news, the story itself, personally, because there's every time you put another person in the chain of the reporting of the news, there's always a bias, there's always problems with accuracy, there's facts lost, there's things embellished, things that are just simply seen in a different way, but it's not accurate. I don't know how you overcome that. You just, as close as you, the closer you can get to the actual news story, the better off you are.
We all have to become our own investigative reporters, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, news is reported by human beings, and a local radio station in an Oshkosh, or in many cases even in a Milwaukee, the story that you're hearing is based on a phone call to the police to get the official version of something that happened. It's not 37 reporters at a scene gathering information. There just is not that kind of ability to report news stories. And, you know, I absolutely, when you're at an event, say you go to you're at a house fire and you see a house fire, then you see how the house fire is reported on local television or on radio. It may be different because if there is a reporter on the scene, is standing half a block away from where you're standing and is talking to the fire department and is talking to people who come from the building. They're gathering different information than you being there as an unprofessional observer of an event. I'm not saying that the unprofessional observer is wrong or that the reporter is right. But the reporter has certain, you know, things that he or she does to gather specific information from a fire. That doesn't mean that the reporter has a bias. And accuracy and bias are two different, completely different things. You could be a bad reporter and have absolutely no bias and no opinion about anything, and you're inaccurate. Or you can be a biased reporter for people with personal biases and beliefs, and a great reporter who overcomes those biases. So accuracy and bias really have no connection.
Mm-hmm. I was interested to see that there are differences among age demographics in this survey. Maybe no big surprise, younger people are looking to the internet more than older people.
Sure.
And information to note from this survey that caught your eye in terms of trends in our news consumption?
Well, one of the things that I think is key is the difference in the demographics. In many ways, Twitter and Facebook are becoming the modern version of that word of mouth, and I think that will only grow. And you know, I use those two examples. There are other examples, obviously, as well. Texting is a source of information that kids use. And I think that replaces the backyard fence or the, you know, sitting at the bar in the corner tavern. It was a traditional means of sharing that kind of information. And the fact that it is sharing information in a very, in the case of Twitter and in texts, very small bursts of information, we're sharing little bits of information and drawing conclusions based on that. that's a trend, I think, to really watch for. I think we've talked about this in the past. I mean, the use of Twitter, 140 characters, people are gleaning information about a news story from 140 characters and drawing conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to say that's dangerous, I think you potentially that's right. If you're forming opinions on issues, whether they're local, whether, you know, you hear about a fire somewhere and someone says, yeah, it's arson, and they've decided it's arson. I mean, I live in a suburb of Milwaukee, and we had a tavern that burned, and, you know, the issue of arson, just by word of mouth, everybody believes this tavern was torched, but there's no legal, there's no charges, there's no investigation that proves that, but people have in their mind that that's the truth. It may be true, but it may not be true, and to draw your conclusions based on that is potentially dangerous.
And we have a caller who I was just going to put on that was going to make that same point, and we're just about out of time, worried that word of mouth can be highly inaccurate. And you would agree, Tim?
Absolutely, because, mm-hmm. I mean, play the game of telephone. You know, go down mm-hmm. the block and tell a story to the neighbor and then the next neighbor and then the next neighbor. By the time it gets to you, that story has changed slightly each time and has grown, and that's where the embellishment comes. It doesn't come from news organizations. It comes from individuals or human beings who very naturally do that.
Well, we'll leave it there for now. Tim, thanks a lot for being with us. Well,
thanks for having me.
Tim Kaprisin, media columnist at onmilwaukee.com, talking with us about this survey on news consumption habits by the Pew Research Center and the Knight Foundation, finding that more than half of us, more and more of us, are getting our news through word of mouth. We've put that study on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you'd like to check it out. Thanks to Rob Ferret, Bill Martins, and Amanda Magnus for producing this program, and thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.